Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, a podcast where we share news, information, resources, tips and tricks about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes and then search for Dyscalculia Headlines. You can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page. The 3 D's, teacher quality, exercises for your special child, ADHD and our assumptions. And pictures work better than numbers. This is our podcast for week 15 in 2023. And welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, to help us review the links from this week. Welcome Dr. Schroeder.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, good to
always
see you.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. We have wonderful links. And let's jump into it. It says the first one is about the 3 D's. What is the 3 D's? It sounds like, you know, a show or a pop group.
Yeah,
or the 3 D's. Singing jazz tonight, or what
or
are
a
3D
the 3D picture? No,
3D
no, no.
Pictures?
The D's are dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyscalculia. Here,
I could have guessed it.
Yes, this is at Mama, the website Mama Teaches. Now, please don't confuse it with Moms Teach Math. That is an online course how to help your student with homework and so on. But at the Mama Teaches website, there is a short video. About where they explain dyscalculia. It's not too much detail, still like it a lot when a school takes the effort to produce even a short video like this. And this is the Southport school.
Okay.
So it means that they know about dyscalculia and they are mindful of helping their students. There are several suggestions for that. And they are really committed to have them assessed and do something about it. So that I think that is a wonderful new development, and we wish that all schools would follow this
example. Sounds good. Initiative
example.
From a school, absolutely. The next link talks about teacher quality. Now that sounds like a touchy subject. What is the news here?
Well, this is from the AdSearch website. It's written by Nadia Tames Robledo, and she highlights a research done at Kansas State University by Tuan Wen. So, we have said before, it's not about the tool, it's about the talk, which means that you can have great manipulatives in a class, but the teacher needs to know how to use them and what to say while working with students. Now, here is a slightly concerning report that highlights how many teachers in several states work who are underqualified, as they call it here. And that is defined as teachers who fill a position, who have an irregular, provisional, temporary, or emergency certification to teach. It also includes certified teachers who are filling positions outside their own subject or expertise, like a history teacher who is now assigned to teach a math class.
Okay, and he can probably explain when they found out about pi.
exactly.
But he doesn't know how it works.
don't forget the Pythagorean theorem.
Absolutely, he goes all the way back.
Absolutely. So, and what we saw is that particularly upper-level math and middle school science are hit the hardest here. Now, I also have a first-hand experience with a good example, like a math teacher who does well, but actually is a band leader and in a great band. But he cannot yet live off the proceeds of his music, so he is teaching.
Okay.
However, the qualification and certification of teachers should guarantee that a certain level of professionalism exists. And that is very difficult in these days, as there is such a teacher shortage. So, in total, the research that was based actually on data published in 2018 estimates that are more than 160,000 underqualified teachers working, and that there are still more than 36,000 vacancies.
That's amazing.
So that is really an issue.
That's
and
amazing.
I'm not sure what the solution is.
Less children?
because now you see classes of over 30 children.
Right. That's how China solved the problem, you know. Less children.
Right. So maybe we need a different approach to teacher education or what about beefing up the compensation to make the profession more attractive?
Right. But yeah. Makes the school safe.
This is an issue.
A more attractive profession. It's a difficult problem. Wow. Amazing. We don't have all the answers, listeners. If you have answers, then please email us and we'll be happy to publish a selection of those. The next link is about exercises for your special child. What is that?
Yeah, this is on the health side blog, and it comes with some great exercises that you can do with your special child. And they actually give 6 categories of exercises that you can do. For instance, sensory exercises. Obviously, that includes play with different textures, colors, and shapes. But they highlight the most interesting one, bubble wrap. Using bubble wrap and bubble wrap walking. That's an absolute favorite. That's a hit. Then for fine motor exercises, you can obviously do coloring and drawing and cutting. And again, the materials you use are important. As if you do a sensory bin, you can think about using sand or rice or beans to make it different and more interesting for your child. Obviously, gross motor exercises are important. Cognitive exercises, you may just play memory games, and that can be verbally, or you can use picture cards to play a memory. And socialization exercises and physical exercises that obviously exercise your muscles, but also can reduce stress, which is a big thing in those students. It obviously depends on the child's health condition and need, but a parent can find some activities like these simple exercises that can help their child understand better what they need to learn and learn it actually faster. So
sounds good.
They really give a list of simple solutions that parents can keep in mind when trying to work with kids who learn differently. So make sure you take note of the warning signs also. And they have listed that on their website also.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Good advice. Good resource to look at. The next link is about ADHD and our assumptions. What can we learn here?
Yes, this is a poster made by ADHD Alien.
Oh.
They did a great job outlining exactly what assumptions people make about people with ADHD due to their lack of awareness of what the condition does to their brain. So, for example, people may get angry or frustrated when someone forgets an appointment. And then they assume that individual didn't think that the appointment was important enough.
Right.
Otherwise, they think and then you wouldn't have forgotten.
Right, if this would be important for you, you would have remembered it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can hear them say that.
Well, this, however, is not true. People with ADHD have a different brain function, and they also forget things that are really important to them. And the image gives some more examples, like if I can, that is what the student with ADHD may think him or herself, if I can concentrate on games, then I can concentrate on work and learning. Well, I wish that were true, but it isn't.
That's what's all order.
So
right.
It's great awareness. There are more examples. And it should hang in every school class or even in every living room. Yes, as sometimes even couples get into arguments like that due to an undiagnosed ADHD condition.
Right, yes. Well, that brings us already to our last link for the week, and it talks about pictures working better than numbers. What's that about?
Well, this is a contribution from No Context Humans. I had never seen the website before, but they show two pictures. One with a math problem where it contains a lot of variables, x and y's. And the other picture shows a similar math problem, but now the variables have been replaced by pictures of flowers. Now, and the image of the unhappy person next to the x and y is very telling. And there's another picture of the same person next to the flower question, and now he is now smiling and looks happy.
Right.
So it's not that simple, but it certainly helps to bear in mind that using variables can be intimidating and overwhelming for people who have trouble with math anxiety or dyscalculia. And the pictures of flowers have a happy connotation, and that helps them. It can remove the abstract notation that we know can be an issue for people with dyscalculia.
Right.
Right.
It opens up all kind of options, pictures of donuts, sausages.
Yeah, and animals, and it doesn't have to be flowers,
right.
But something that the people who do this question can relate to.
But don't scare them
positive.
With the X and Y immediately,
yeah.
but feed it in first. Okay. Good. Well, thank you, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights this week. Hope to see you again next week. Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, you can follow her everywhere on the interwebs, but her main mission is to get more people involved in dyscalculia, and for that, she has two options for you. If you want to do the short and sweet one, you go to dyscalculiaawareness.org and take her dyscalculia awareness training, or if you're so inclined and you want to really become a dyscalculia specialist, go to her training at dyscalculiatutortraining.org.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments, and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.